Welcome to the Communication and Relationship Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss Joyce Blue. Go for it, Miss Blue.
Thanks, Tonya. It's great to be here. I'm super excited for today. And so just dive right in. So imagine it's another Monday after lunch, and you've decided to have lunch at your desk so you can get some personal stuff done. You log into your online banking, and your bank account balance is shockingly low. Panic races through you as you can't figure out where all the money went, and you realize that you don't have enough money to cover your bills. Your heart is pounding in your chest, and your mind is racing, trying to figure out how you are going to pay your bills, buy food, and put gas in your car to get to work until your next payday. Have you ever thought of winning the lottery? And how amazing that would be, and how it would solve all of your problems, and you'd be so happy, you'd have money to do whatever you wanted. Well, let me tell you, did you know that 70% of all lottery winners are bankrupt or dead within 3 to 5 years? Now, that's largely because of their relationship with money before they won the lottery. So my name, as Tonya mentioned, is Joyce Blue, and I am an empowerment coach and relationship with money expert. I help hardworking women master their relationship with money, so all their relationships can thrive, they can step into their power and fall in love with their lives. Money is just another relationship in our life, but most people don't see it that way. We need to tweak our mindset slightly so that we can have a better relationship with our finances that we have, even if they're very limited. That's so incredibly important. Our mindset is 80% of our success in everything we do. So money is a relationship. I know that's a really weird concept for some people. And when I first heard it, probably about 4 years ago at this point, I had been teaching people how to get out of debt for about 20 years. But it was fascinating to me why I could teach some people to get out and they'd stay out, and other people would get out and then within a couple of months, they were right back into debt again. So I was like, okay, I know being a coach that if I want a different thing to happen in my life, I have to do something differently. So I really started absorbing mindset and this relationship, the finances aspect. And I was like a sponge, and I learned everything that I could that I didn't already know about mindset and relationships and how money really is a relationship to us. Now, one thing that we know is any relationship in our life, whether it's a spouse or a significant other or, our children, right? We all interact with those people differently, but we have a positive energy that goes toward those relationships. Now, it's critical to have that positive energy because our thoughts and our feelings are like two sides of a coin. So our thoughts drive our feelings, and our feelings drive our thoughts, and they're really inseparable. there's no way that I've found, at least in my many years here on the planet, to be able to separate those two things. So if I come home or my husband comes home during the day at in the evening from work, and he walks in the door and he is just excited to be off work and excited to be home, and I lay into him with a bunch of negativity, and I do that day after day after day after day, he's not going to want to come home. He's not going to want to be around me. He's going to find every excuse in the book that he can to go out with friends after work, or go to the bar after work, or do something that's going to give him that positivity that he's looking for at the end of his work day. If you have a dog, right? The dog's wagging its tail, and every time you walk in, you kick the dog. Pretty soon the dog's not going to want to see you. So we need to have that type of energy with our finances as well. If we have $5 left at the end of the week, we don't want to reach in our pocket and go, oh, crap, I only have $5 left. Or log into that account and go, oh, my gosh, again, I don't have enough money. Money's not going to want to be around us. So we need to have that same energy and positivity with the money. Reach in your pocket. Oh, my gosh, this is so cool. I have $5 left. Log into that bank account and see the balance, and don't have that negative energy that goes towards it. If you need to have more in there, then you want to think of the positive out long-range outcome that you need to be focused on. We know from many, many different studies, we're so blessed in this day and age that we have so much knowledge now about what goes on in our brain and the energy that we release as humans out into the world. And it's just so amazing, and we're so blessed, because even 7 years ago, we didn't have the information that we have now. So we need to be focused on the positive. If you're bleeding money somewhere, obviously we would need to work with you and figure out where that money is going. I know so many people that they really are making enough money, but because of the angst and the mindset that they have around their finances, it like disintegrates, and they just don't know where it all goes. I had one client a couple years ago that started working with him, and he was like, I just don't know where it all goes, and because I should be making enough to cover my bills, but it's just gone. So we figured out where it was all going and plugged up the holes. And within a year, he was not only out of debt, but he was banking buck every month for house. And he was so excited. So we need to change those patterns that go on in our brain. And we know now from neuroscience that we can remap those neural pathways. A lot of times, those negative charges that we feel around money are because of our upbringing, or they may be because of how we started out financially. Maybe we didn't have a lot of good resources or strategies, and so we're in debt right now. And you know what? That's okay. I find the majority of the time, the people that I work with just don't know yet. The first step to any change that we take in our life, no matter what the relationship is awareness. So once we become aware that something needs to change and that we really can change it, then we can come up with the strategies and then take action to be able to accomplish whatever that thing is that we want to do. So I want to tell you that I didn't always have empowerment around money. I did mention that I had been teaching people to get out of debt for a lot of years, but my dad owned his own business. By the time I came along in the household, he was comfortably successful, I like to call it. And so I learned some really great principles from him. He always taught us that our word was our bond and our credit score was just as important. So I took those strategies that I learned as a youth, and as I started making income of my own and saving and separating it into different accounts and things that I wanted to do, I was pretty financially well off by the time I was 20 years old. And then I fell in love. And when you're 20 and you're in love and you come from a stable household, you don't always know the right questions to ask people. My parents hated his guts, but for me at that time, I was a pretty rebellious kid, so that was even more reason to stick with this person. Well, shortly after my 20th birthday, I got married. And what do you do when you get married? I put him on my bank account because he didn't have one of his own. I didn't bother to ask him why he didn't have an account of his own. He had a job. I also didn't bother to ask him why he lived in his friend's garage, why he didn't live at home, or why he didn't have an apartment of his own. So I had some red flags that came up before the wedding, and I won't go into those for lack of time. But my parents spent a lot of money on this wedding. So, of course, I didn't want to disappoint anybody, and I figured things would calm down after the wedding. And as you can imagine, they did not. They actually got worse. Money was flying out of our account like it was water. And I had run out of fingers and toes to try to stop up the dam. And what was worse was he had started being physically abusive. So one night, he was on his way to work, and I knew I was pretty safe because he really needed to get going. And I chased down the driveway, followed out of the house after him, and chased him down the driveway, trying to figure out where we were going to get the money to pay the bills, because all the money in my account was gone. We were beyond living paycheck to paycheck. We were pretty heavily in debt, and we were only 6 months into this journey. So he turned around and he looked at me and he said to me, "You will never leave me because you need me too much." And he got in the car and he drove away. And I stood there on the driveway and I started to cry. And I went into the house and I sat there. And for a change, I listened to the other voice in my head. I didn't listen to the one that told me that I deserved what I was getting. I listened to the one that told me I didn't deserve what I was getting. And I didn't deserve to be in that position. And that I was better than that. And that I could make my life better. So I got in my car and I drove to my parents' house. And I told my parents what was going on. And unbeknownst to me, and they didn't even tell me at that time, but they knew. And my mom had been in a marriage prior to to the one with my dad, and she had been physically abused as well. And that's why they didn't intervene. So keeping secrets from people aren't good, no matter what they are, whether it's abuse or financial problems or anything in our life. Secrets aren't good, and they're very disempowering. We want to empower ourselves with our finances and our relationships, and we want them to be healthy, and we want them to be strong. So we need to be authentic and heart-centered and honest in our dealings with our relationships, including our financial ones. So anyway, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps, and once again, I was off and running. I was deep in debt, but I opened up my own account, got a room in somebody else's home, and started my path all over again. Through those years, I refined and tweaked and helped others get out of debt as well. And as I mentioned before, it was amazing to me how I could teach anybody how to get out of debt, but not everyone stayed out of debt. And that's so important, that mindset piece. So I want to give you guys just a couple little things that you can try besides the fact that you really need to change that energy or change those feelings around your financial situation if you are in debt. And trust me, like I said, I know how it feels to be there. And I know how hard it is for myself and even some of my clients to struggle and scrape to make those changes to get back in the positive mindset, those positive feelings, and get things turned around. So one of the things you definitely want to do is change those limiting beliefs. And I have a free gift for you that I'll tell you about here in about 5 minutes when we're at our end. But limiting beliefs, when I first heard this term, I didn't know if I had any. I knew I could have better beliefs about some things, but I really didn't think I had anything that limited me that much. Let me give you a little clue how to figure out if you have them. If you're breathing, you have them. We all have them. Even some millionaire friends that I have them, and they admit that they have them. We are human, and we are a work in progress. So we're like, you know, you may have heard the term, you're like an onion. So when you peel back this layer and then you peel back the next layer, and we're always constantly learning and growing and progressing and becoming, and that's really an empowering place to be. A lot of people get stuck in their comfort zones. Our brains are wired to be negative for a reason, but we're not cavemen anymore. So very rarely do we have those life-threatening issues when that fear comes up that we need to pay attention to. Fear comes up for more reasons than just those life-threatening ones, because that's how we're hardwired. Our subconscious wants to keep us stuck in those comfort zones, the comfort zone of the monthly payment mentality, right? You pay your rent, you pay your car payment, you pay your credit card payment, you pay this payment, you pay that payment. Do you realize how much money you would have if you weren't paying all those interest payments? Now, if you rent, then that's kind of hard to get out of. And there are some bills that you will have that will come every month, like your cell phone bill. Unless you own a cell phone company, which once you get financially free, if that's a goal of yours, then that's a possibility as well. But we want to make sure that we get in a good place around that. So here's just a few limiting beliefs around money. Money's hard to make. Money comes, but it doesn't last. Money's the root of all evil. I just can't get a break. I'm not lucky. I can't afford that. I don't have the money. Money's dirty. I don't deserve the money. So these are all types of limiting beliefs that we can change. A belief, really, the core of belief is their decisions. So we know now with all the new brain neuroscience that all we need to do is make a new decision. So my gift to you today is a guide that I have created that will teach you how to reframe and release limiting beliefs around money so that you can make, keep, and save more. And once you learn to use this guide and reframe things with your money, you will be able to learn to reframe any limiting belief that you have in your life, like I'm too old, or I'm too young, or I don't know enough, or I can't do that. Those are all limiting beliefs that are hardwired in a fixed mindset instead of a growth mindset. So this free gift you can get by going to moremoneymethod.com. And once you receive it, you'll also get a link to my calendar. And I would love to talk to you. I would love to be able to sit down with you and hear what your situation is and really get you some clarity and goals for moving forward and helping you fix your relationship with your finances. I am so grateful for this time that you've taken to listen to the summit today and to listen to myself. And I'm so looking forward to getting to know you and to helping you on the path to better financial relationships. Thank you, Tanya, and we will talk to you soon.